Okay, guys, I'm back. Hi, guys, it's me, Fawaz, and welcome back to episode 2 of the Take It or Leave It podcast with the Fawaz. And I'm here with one of like my most amazing and special friend ever,
Diana. Diana, guys, how are you all?
Oh, I'm sure they're doing well. I don't even know how to even explain this thing because the first episode. Let me just ask, what do you feel about, like, what was your reaction to the first episode? What did you think about it?
I was shocked because, like, you release it at an unexpected time. But then when I actually listened to it, I was actually, like, proud of
you. Oh, you know, thank you. You guys support friends that support your friends.
Period.
You
know?
Okay, so welcome once again. And as you guys have seen on the flyer, and I'm probably going to be posting it everywhere. Today's episode is going to be about unrealistic standards, and I feel like this is something we need to talk about in our generation now, especially like with social media, like a lot of things we need to talk about. It is harming our generation, so let's get started. Okay, so Diana, I'm just going to be asking you a couple of questions. Are you ready for me?
Yes, I am.
Are you ready for me?
I am.
Okay, the first question now is, by your understanding, how would you define unrealistic standards in terms of like beauty, social media, money, and like so many things?
I feel like it should be unrealistic standards as a concept, because it's an umbrella that covers a lot of things. In terms of beauty now, unrealistic standards are just like, just these very baseless like milestones that we set for ourselves or other people set for us. And in terms of social media, it's actually intertwined with unrealistic standards of beauty, money. It's all intertwined with social media. Because it's when you're on social media that you see someone's body figure that you like, and then it becomes very toxic for you. Because like, oh, I want to be like this person.
Exactly,
instead of accept, like, it's okay to want to work on yourself. And it's a different thing.
It's
a different thing idolizing somebody and like making it like the whole center of your being, and like you focus all your energy on that.
Especially when like the person is not even being honest with their audience. Exactly. Like, why would you get a BBL and you're telling people it's workout? You get that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Like, what do you expect people to do? Obviously, they would want to start working out and think, you know, they would get that BBL shape on their butt. But meanwhile, you don't work out. So,
and the thing about social media is a lot of people are forgetting that the name, like, social media is literally what it is. Social media, you pick up your phone, you go on it for entertainment and fun, and you drop your phone and get back to reality. But a lot of you guys have not figured out how to sharpen that line between social media and reality. And you've forgotten that there's a life outside your phone. And I feel like this is also like a personal problem that I deal with myself. And at the same time, let me tell you something. If you are feeling oppressed by things like, okay, people flaunting money on social media and everything, it's not a them problem, it's a you problem.
Exactly.
How is me coming to social media to say, I flew to France today, I did this today. Why is it your problem? Like, why is it paining you? Because the things these people have come to, some people are just, they post just for, should I say?
For entertainment,
exactly.
Like just to please themselves, like me now, I always enjoy like posting myself. It's not like self-obsession, I'm not a narcissist or anything, you know, but like, I just really enjoy posting myself, my lifestyle to a certain extent, but like, I don't see a situation whereby I will start envying someone because they are posting about their own lives, or like,
exactly.
I'm like, oh yes, because this person got a red Benz, I should also, you know, it's just very, very somehow like, but we're going to commit to that, you know, like, we're going to tackle all those ones. And now, like, I just want to ask you again, how do influencers, celebrities, and like social media collective, like you said, social media is also like relatively part of, you know, like they're intertwined. So there's no how we'll talk about unrealistic standards that would not talk about social media. The main point of unrealistic standards, if you ask me, is social media, because I feel like you would not see someone in their own regular day, you know, start setting standards unless like you're very, very close with them and like you just see their achievements from afar. Achievements is different from like, you know, let's say
bragging.
Yeah, achievements is different from bragging. Your achievements speak for you. You don't speak for your achievements. But like when you're like, oh, I was the one that did this, I was the one that did that, is also very different from how social media also presents all these achievements too. You get so like, so how social media contributes to like setting unrealistic standards, and you know, who bears the responsibility at the end of the day? Is it, you know, the viewers or the people that are actually posting these things?
Like I said before, a lot of people still have that problem with sharpening the line between social media and reality. These people are influencers. The things you see them post, it's literally their job. Yeah. They are paid to post these things. And the thing about some influencers is that, I mean, I don't want to call out anybody.
Please, let's start calling out. Let's start calling out, please.
No thanks. I feel like, honestly, influencers are doing their thing. Like, it's their job. It's their line of work. And the thing, I mean, they do contribute to setting unrealistic standards, like, you know, tomorrow when they post this and they post that. By the end of the day, if you don't allow yourself to be influenced, you will not be influenced. They can talk all they want. Like, that's like when people talk about peer pressure, I'm like, please, girl, shut the fuck up. Because exactly. You, like, okay, even if they pressured you, you still had a part to play. At the end of the day, we're all our own individual
exactly.
people. If you, like, influence me, okay, yes, you had your role to play. But I still made the final decision.
To what extent does that, you know, influence take place? Like, you have a choice.
Exactly. You do. And who bears the responsibility for promoting the standards? Come on, nobody. 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 I can't say, like, okay, this person, like, okay, these are the people that are responsible for promoting these standards. Because, mm-hmm. like I said, at the end of the day, if you want to be influenced, you'll be influenced. They can promote from now to tomorrow.
Yeah.
If you don't want to know what.
Well, I kind of disagree on that, because, like, I feel like being a celebrity, like, having a following, and I feel like we all have followings, you get, even if, like, we're still building a community, people still watch us. Imagine me now, I get, like, 1,000+ views on my Snapchat, yeah, like, I am, in like, let's say, I'm responsible for what I post.
Yes, you are.
And how people view me.
Yes.
As, you get, if I post today, I'm in London, today I'm in Dubai, next tomorrow, I'm, like, in Qatar, you get that kind of thing. Yeah, I feel like there's a certain extent where I like reduce what I put out to people. Let me explain what I mean by that. Mm-hmm. Like, imagine this kind of thing now. Let's take Diana Energy as an example. I personally, I'm not a big fan of Diana Energy. I know she's a namesake, but like, I'm sorry. I'm not a big fan of Diana Energy because, like, I feel like she's one of the epitome of unrealistic standards. Because tell me why, yeah, even Bob Risky.
The one with Bob Risky is that you can ignore Bob Risky's because Bob Risky is entertaining.
True.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay, but like, she's always coming on social media and she's like, oh, so guys, my man, this, that, you know, Van Cleef, this, that. I'm like, okay, fine, like, I understand where you're coming from, but like, you need to understand your audience too. You need to understand that these people that you're putting this thing out to, they're in the age range of, let's say, 16 to 24. So it's like, why? Oh, I can't even buy a ticket on a normal day. Is it me that I'm in university that I'll be buying tickets to go to Qatar? You get that kind of thing, yeah. I'm not saying that she should not post what she wants to post, but understanding your audience too also plays a major role too. Papaya now. Papaya too is also an example of unrealistic standards, if you ask me. I don't even like Papaya at all. Like, she's just so, when I say everywhere, she's very messy and like she's Raz. People that support Papaya, I kind of question exactly. Like, I always question whatever they see in her. So it's like, you're putting all this in Arab money, you're putting dollars in plane, you're putting all this. Don't you think people would want to also put, you think me, I don't want to put dollars in my plane? You get? So it's like,
I feel like the problem with most influencers like Diana Energy and the like is that I would say they've built themselves to a point where they are no longer, shall I say, in touch with reality, which can be very insensitive sometimes. Yeah. And one thing I realize is that, let me tell you, anybody can be an influencer. Because there's this babe on my Snap, she just recently opened YouTube. I think she's on, like, let me say, 200 subscribers now.
Yeah.
But the way she talks about it on her Snap, so hey guys, I just released a new video. My video is coming out by 8 p.m. Yeah, so now you guys should make sure you like, comment, blah, 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 blah. And she posts like responses to her public stories.
Yeah.
She asked.
Sorry, I find that very, very insultive, by the way. Like, insulting. Like, posting my replies on your story.
So she'll ask you a question and then, you know, you reply and everything. I feel like anybody can be an influencer. Just act like one. Because when you start, everything depends on the way you package yourself, Sha. If you start packaging yourself as somebody big, people will automatically see you as big. Because if you keep acting big, I don't know if you get sharp.
But there's a difference between packaging and fake life.
Period.
There's a very clear difference between packaging and fake life.
But then again, even that fake life stuff. What is that fake life stuff now, money?
Especially in this school, like I know a couple of people. But should I mention names? No, I'm not mentioning names here. But like, you know yourself, and I know you're going to listen to this. Yeah, your fake life is really faking. It's really like, why on earth do you borrow clothes from people, and then you start going to go and meet ladies in the night, telling them about?
I mean, I tried to borrow.
Trad, suits, trouser, everything, oh. That's everything, oh. Do you get? So, like, there's a clear difference between fake life and, you know, how you present yourself now. You can't say you're presenting yourself and, like, you don't have shish in your bank account. You can even present yourself in a way that people feel like you have shish in your bank account. And you don't have
like
anything.
Take me for example.
Take us as an example. If you check my bank account now, like, it's 900. Is this? So like there's a very clear difference, and like I feel like we as like the audience, we should be very careful on how we also take media. You get that kind of thing. Yeah, we should not be passive users of media. Like anything we see, I'll take it like that. That Enyoluwa's video.
I was so pained when I saw that video, because at first I thought it was him, and I was like, OMG, like I know he's smarter than this. Like, why?
Exactly.
Because it didn't look like someone set him up or like set the camera in the camera. It looked like someone was recording. So I was like, it can't be. And why would he allow somebody to stand and record? Like, I mean, whatever you do is none of our business as long as it's in private. But like, I felt really bad, and I was just really happy that it wasn't him at the end.
It was exactly. And like, don't be passive users of media, please. Like, always question things, you get. Like, always question things. Like, don't just, as my mass communication student now, you get. So, the last question that I have is, like, what are, like, things you can, the advice or strategies you can give individuals who, you know, feel like these unrealistic standards are, like, messing with their lives, actually? Because there are some people that have come to terms with, like, okay, I know that this is a problem, but I don't know what to do about it.
There was a video I saw on TikTok, I think maybe earlier this year or sometime last year. She was talking about body positivity and everything, and how as a big woman, you are definitely going to keep feeling toxic about your body if most of the people you follow are slim women or like people smaller than you. Not like these people are doing anything bad, but like even the Bible says that you should guard your heart because everything else you do flows from it. I'm sorry.
Go guide.
No, Vex. Sorry for the preaching. No, I'm not sorry, Seth. But
preach.
The thing is, she now advised us to like, if you are like on the bigger side and like you deal with problems like this, you should set out a day to go to like the people you are following and just like filter it out.
Yeah.
Like look at the people you are following, look at those that benefit you and people that don't benefit you. The people that don't benefit you, they might not necessarily be doing anything bad though. Just that they're not necessarily what you need at the time, and they're not really like essential to your growth. I'll give you people an example of this very beautiful influencer that I feel like most girls or ladies should be following, Njideka. Njideka is like the epitome of a virtuous woman. I love Njideka so much. Her dress sense, everything she posts on her story, she's always giving tips on hygiene. Shout out to Njideka for real. Hygiene, exercise, diet. She's always going to encourage you to be the best version of yourself. And even when she's posting herself outside and everything, you know that it's something that she has worked for. Because on her story, it's work, business, hygiene tips for the girlies. Everything about her just screams feminism and womanhood. So like, I feel like it's people like that we should be promoting more. Not that the people that are not doing these things are not doing, but everybody has their own niche. But I just feel like if you are someone that is in this box and you feel like, oh, this social media thing is becoming really toxic for me, I feel social media can be very beneficial at the same time if you can manage how you spend your time on it and the kind of people you follow. So yeah, that's it.
Okay, for me, my own advice is, especially for the guys, I know like I'm a guy's guy, you get that kind of thing, but like, sorry, it's Charles that is speaking now. I would just advise you to know your friends. That's what I would advise you on. Like, know your friends, specifically your male friends. You can have female friends, but like your male friends are the ones that are actually going to make or break you. Because I know like guys are people that, you know, like to, you know, take each other around. You get that kind of thing now. Like they just want to be around each other. So if your guy is saying things like, oh, he wants to go and do one thing with one, will I say clients, you get what I mean now. I don't want to like make too much, I don't want to put too much, you know, knowledge on that one. Yeah. So if he's saying, oh, he wants to do clients and everything, you should like step back and like just know your friends, like just knowing the people that you roll with is very, very important in your journey. And just pray to God, like just pray to God. And like she said, also knowing how to filter out your following. Like me now, there are some certain people that I see but I don't follow them. Like Eniolua, I see his stuff but I don't follow him, because like people already now, they're like, ah, why is Fawaz following, why are you liking his skin cocking, don't you know that he acts somehow, don't you know he acts this way? So you know, all those kind of things. Yeah, you're supposed to like just be very, very careful about who you follow and just, you know, how you go about it. So yeah, thank you guys so much for listening to it. And okay, Diana has something to say.
And one last thing, guys, don't forget to pray.
Yes, prayer is also like a very major, it plays a major role in it too. So yeah, thank you so much, Diana.
You're welcome.
Thank you guys so much for listening to another episode of Take It or Leave It with the Fawaz featuring Diana, episode on realistic standards. So yeah, see you guys in the next episode. I love you all so much. And like I always say, God would not give you a burden He knows you cannot bear. So keep pushing, keep being you, keep being real. And yeah, goodbye and have an amazing day.